Don't you just love sunny days? Today, here in Missouri, in the Kansas City, Missouri area, it is a beautiful fall day. The sun is shining, and I am so glad that it is not cloudy and overcast or rainy, and that the sun is shining so brightly. The leaves are glorious colors, red and orange and yellow, and it is just a beautiful time of year, one of my favorite times of year. And I just love it. It just makes me so happy. Hi, this is Beth at BethJones.net, and I want to welcome you to this broadcast today. God just really put this on my heart to share, to encourage a good word with you today. You can find out more as a speaker and author at BethJones.net. You can find my Amazon author page at Amazon.com/author/BethMJones. Again, that is Amazon.com/author/BethMJones. And there you will find the 14 books I've written. I'm now in the process of writing 3 more books. I've got one that I'm trying to get up on Amazon very soon, Metamorphosis, Transform from Fear to Faith. And I'm also in the process of getting my writing book as a print book. It's already at Amazon now, How to Write Your Book Fast, Making Your Writing Dreams Come True. But I'm wanting to get it into print, physical copy for you also. Today's message is such an important one, and the name of this audio today is Her Lamp Burns Late into the Night. Now, what does that mean, and where is it coming from? It comes out of Proverbs 31, and some women cringe when they hear about the Proverbs 31 woman. It's because she can seem so intimidating and so much like a person that we can't even relate to because she seems absolutely perfect. But I don't believe that God gave us Proverbs 31 for us to feel condemned or ashamed or not good enough or like we could never be like her. If it wasn't possible, He wouldn't put it in the Bible. Through God, all things are possible. And I don't believe that this woman necessarily was this way all at once in her life. Like, she wasn't just all of this at one time. I believe it was probably someone that she became over her lifetime of growing and progressing in her faith. And she was a wife of noble character. And I just want to read the verses to you, and then I just want to expound on them today. And I'm going to start at verse 10 and go through verses 31. Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She is like a merchant ship bringing her food from afar. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plan the day's work for her servant girls. She goes to inspect a field and buys it. With her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She is energetic and strong, a hard worker. She makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamp burns late into the night. And that's the verse that I named this audio after. I love that verse. Her lamp burns late into the night. Her hands are busy spinning thread, her fingers twisting fiber. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. She has no fear of winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. She makes her own bedspreads. She dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. Her husband is well known at the city gates, where he sits with the other civic leaders. She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. And again, that is Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31 in the NLT version. And I want to focus on that one verse, which is verse 18, that says, she makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamp burns late into the night. That verse just really stood out to me. Have you ever been reading the Bible and it was like God just got a highlighter and just illuminated a certain verse to you, and then he just really began speaking to you about that verse and what it meant and its significance in your life? And I feel like that's what God is doing right now for me. I want to be a faith-filled woman, a woman who has faith and trust in God and not fear. And I believe the key to that, the key to having faith, to the key to living a victorious, powerful life in God, in Christ, is this. Her lamp burns late into the night. You know, just like you would not go, you have to go into a room and use a wall switch to turn on the light overhead. Or just as you would have to get oil for a lamp, like they used to use in Israel in this time, for that wick to burn and there to be light in the room. We need to have our lamp burning late into the night. What does that mean? We need to have the oil of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. We have to have that intimacy with God. We have to have that time every day with God in His Word, meditating on the Word of God, praying, worshiping Him, and being focused on Him, because there are so many things happening right now. There is so much spiritual unrest, so much spiritual warfare, so much evil in the earth right now, so many bad things happening. Every day, the headlines are like a nightmare with ISIS and tragedies and hurricanes and tornadoes and floods, violence, shootings, there are unexpected deaths. There is so much going on right now, and it's hard to have peace and joy. But the key to us having that peace and joy, the key to us living a victorious, powerful life, one of God's authority and anointing, is found in this verse. To spend that time with God. Now, there's a lot of things about this woman that I have always deeply admired the Proverbs 31 woman. I have never felt like I've become one, but I really strive to have that as my goal. I want to be a P31 woman. I used to not like her. I used to kind of hate her and was jealous of her and felt like, well, that's old-fashioned and outdated, but it's not at all. God's brought me through a progress of, I was almost becoming a feminist at one time, and God's really broke me a lot of that rebellion and that pride. Now, I never easily submit to Ray. It's not an area that I easily submit in, but God is working on me. He's working on my heart. And I believe that submission is not just for the wife. I believe it's also for the husband. We're all to submit ourselves to the Lord and to each other for accountability for our sins. We need each other and we need to pray for each other. But there's so much about this woman that I really admire, especially as an entrepreneur. This woman was not just a homemaker. And if you are a stay-at-home mom, please understand, I have been for many years. I love being a stay-at-home mom. I also homeschooled our daughters, Heather and Leah, and I loved it. Some of my most precious memories are from homeschooling my children and staying at home. But this woman, she did stay at home, but she also was a businesswoman, and she had a profitable business. It says here in verses 16 to 18 that she goes to inspect a field and buys it. With her earnings, she plants a vineyard. That means this woman made money. She made her own money. She worked somehow, whether that was in the home or outside the home. She made money. It says, her hands are busy spinning thread, her fingers twisting fiber. So she sold her goods. She made things. She made clothing. She made sashes. And she went out and she sold them. She was an entrepreneur. And then she took her earnings, the money that she made herself, and she bought a vineyard. She planted a vineyard. It says she's energetic and strong, a hard worker. She was not lazy. And I want to read some verses to you about laziness. There are some strong verses in the Bible about laziness. One is Proverbs 18:9, and it's such a serious warning to us. It says, he or she who is slack in his work is brother to him who destroys. And I just think that is such a strong warning that if you're lazy, destruction is going to come into your life. Another favorite one of mine, and oh, just a second, let me Google this really quick because I forgot to put the verse to it. Hold on just a second. I'm sorry, I wasn't more prepared. This is about the ant, and I'm sure you've heard it before. Proverbs 6:6. There we go. Proverbs 6:6. It says, "Go to the ant, O lazy person. Watch and think about her ways and be wise. She has no leader, head, or ruler, but she gets her food ready in the summer and gathers her food at the right time." And that is such a powerful picture. She's gathering her food so that winter comes, she's not going to panic. She's going to be prepared ahead of time. And if you've ever watched ants, I'm sure you've noticed they don't just sit around. They're busy. They run around and they work. They're very industrious. And that's what we're to be too as women of God, as women of faith. If we want our lamps to be continually burning, we're going to be about our Father's business. We're going to be doing the things God has called and anointed us to do, using our gifts for Him and being prepared for the times ahead. We're going to be like the ant. We're going to be wise. We're going to think about our ways and we're going to be ready for whatever comes ahead. Also, it says that she gets up. That she gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plan the day's work for her servant girls. Now, I am going to tell you, I am not a morning person. I never have been. I love sleeping. I enjoy getting a good night's rest. And in the last several years, I've really had a problem with insomnia. So it makes it that much harder to get up early. Now, because my husband works at the hospital as a paramedic, sometimes I have to get up very early, around 6:30 or even 6, to get up to take him to work because we have one car. And the past several months, I was working at a part-time job. I resigned from there because it was not the right fit for me. But I was having to get up for that job around 5:45 or 5:30. So I've been getting up the last several months very early. And sometimes I do. And sometimes even in the middle of the night, God will wake me up to pray. But this verse is about, it's not really so much a specific time. Like you don't have to get up at 7 a.m., 8 a.m., God isn't saying if you sleep later than that, that you're a bad person and He's condemning you. But what it means is getting up to be prepared, getting up and spending that quiet time with God. And that's how I set my day. I get up, I make my egg, I usually fry an egg, make my coffee, and then I have my coffee time with God. That quiet time in the morning, first thing, where I'm reading the Bible, and I'm praying, and I'm just being still and listening to God's still small voice, getting His directions for my life. And it says that she's planning the day's work. So we, you know, I am very much a to-do list person. I love making to-do lists. I love checking them off and that sense of accomplishment. I've got a calendar that I bought from iBloom this year, and I have another little calendar, a smaller one that I keep for my purse where I'm putting in my daily appointments and my to-do lists. I even write in the calendar, the iBloom calendar, my bills and the bills that I've paid, just to stay organized, just to keep track of everything that I need to do, because I believe organization is very key to having a smoothly running life. And so I would encourage you to make a to-do list. One of the things that I was so blessed recently to find out is that our youngest daughter was making a daily to-do list. I mean, all this time I thought, well, I'm not even rubbing off on her. And then one day I happened to see in her room her daily to-do list. And it just, I busted out laughing. I was so blessed to see that to-do list. I thought, I do rub off on her. I have taught her something to stay organized and to have that to-do list. Most very successful people, John Maxwell, Brian Tracy, Donna Perteau, Carrie Wilkerson, Diane Cunningham, a lot of very successful entrepreneurs make a daily to-do list. It is necessary to help you with all that mental clutter, to get all those things that are in your head and brain dump them, get them on paper, get them on your calendar, and that way they're not taking up residence in your brain, causing you to have squirrel thoughts. You know, squirrels run all over the place. You don't have that. When you have a to-do list, you can see right in front of you, black and white, and you can do it on your phone, on your smartphone, your cell phone. You can do it on paper, on a calendar. You can do it online. Whatever way works the best for you, do it that way. But have that daily to-do list. Also, the exercise instructor, Shailene Johnson, online, she's very successful. She talks about a daily to-do list. That's very important to help you to get the things done that God is calling and anointing you to do. That way you're not wasting your time. What you do is you take those priority tasks and you do those. And that way you're prepared. You're planning the day's work. You're planning your week's work. You're planning the months ahead and even the next several years. You want to have a plan in place. You want to have a strategy. You want to be looking ahead so that you know what you have to do and you're not waking up thinking, oh my gosh, what do I need to do today? I would encourage you to do it the night before and the week before. Just plan ahead. The Bible talks a lot about being prepared for the battle, but being also prepared in your daily life. So this woman, she gets up before dawn. She doesn't sleep all day. She doesn't goof off scrolling on Facebook all day long, looking at her friends' pictures on Facebook or on Instagram or Pinterest, trying to live a Pinterest perfect life. No, she's got work to do. It says she finds wool and flax. She works with the material that she already has. And for me as a speaker and author, what this speaks to me about is getting content to speak and to write for my blogs, my videos, my books, my podcasts. The Bible is our blueprint. The Bible is our GPS in life. You know, when I got a phone last year, a new phone, an iPhone, I loved the fact that it had GPS on it. I could finally drive back and forth to Kansas City, where I always got lost before. But this GPS was a lifesaver for me. It helped me to not get lost anymore. And that is what the Bible is for us in prayer, is it's our daily GPS. But this woman, she found wool and flax. So I get content from my time that I spend with God. I call it divine downloads. God gives me the content, the direction, the wisdom I need for my daily life, and the content I need for speaking and writing. Just like this content I'm sharing with you right now. I'm up to 18 minutes just from something that God gave me an idea, and I just started running with it. This verse in Proverbs 31, her lamp burns late into the night. God gave me that content that I am now sharing with you. Hold on just a second, I'm going to get a little bit of water here. But God will speak to you in that prayer time. Whatever you have around you, God has put material in your hands. He's given you spiritual gifts, but He's also put things around you, common everyday things like wool and flax, that you can use to make a profit, that you can use for your online business, that you can use to bless and encourage other people. God has put tools in your hand, very practical tools and very practical gifts, skills, and abilities. And the Bible says your gifts will make room for you. Your spiritual gifts will make room for you. I'm taking advantage right now of the gift God has given me for speaking. I'm using my laptop. I'm using a recording device, my Snowball mic. And I am using Audacity, which is a free tool, to share this with you right now, to use my gifts to encourage you with a message from God to help you in your daily walk. So God has given you skills. He's given you tools. He's given you practical things that you can use too to make a profit, to bless and encourage and minister to other people. It says she makes sure her dealings are profitable. In other words, she's not just spinning her wheels. She's not wasting her time. She's not staying all day on Facebook or Instagram. And I'm not condemning those because I love social media. I love it. I've made some of the best friends in my life on social media. It is a powerful place, a powerful platform that God is using right now for His glory. But she doesn't stay all day long on Facebook or Instagram or Pinterest or wherever. She has work to do. She knows it, and she's going to get it done. She's not wasting her time. She's not staying all day on TV, you know, watching reality TV shows or, you know, needless shopping, spending a bunch of money she doesn't need to spend. Her dealings are profitable. There's nothing wrong with profit. I just had a discussion this morning on Facebook about this. A person was saying that this famous person, Mariah Carey, had just broken up with someone that she was in a relationship with, and this person piped in, this man, saying, well, you shouldn't chase fame and money. You shouldn't be try to be famous or make money. And I and the girl that posted about it disagree, because money itself is not evil. The Bible doesn't say money is the root of all evil. It says the love of money. It's when we get our priorities out of place that it's out of balance and it's wrong and it's evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. But money itself is not wrong, because many of God's most faithful servants in the Bible were very wealthy. Abraham and Sarah, Esther, King David, King Solomon, the women that were followers of Jesus Christ, many wealthy people in the Bible. You know, it takes money to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. God is not against money. In fact, the streets in heaven are paved with gold. The temple, the tabernacle, all those were made with the finest, most expensive materials. God is not a cheap God. God doesn't like cheap stuff. And so we can't have that poverty mindset. But also, fame is not wrong, because Jesus was famous. Many people in the Bible were famous, were well known. Abraham and Sarah, King David, King Solomon. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, money, a lot of wealth and fame, can be a platform that God himself can use to spread the message of the gospel, to spread the message of Jesus Christ all the way across the world. So we have to be careful in what we say. But this woman, she made sure that she was not wasting her time. It says her hands are busy spinning thread. Now, we don't need to be busy just for the sake of being busy, but she was busy spinning thread. Her fingers were twisting fiber. And why? Well, the key is in the next verse, verse 20. She extends a helping hand to the poor. This woman had mercy and compassion on the poor. She was not like those who pass the man that was injured in the road that the Good Samaritan helped. No, she had mercy and compassion. You know, with mercy and compassion, Jesus healed the multitudes. He fed the multitudes. And a good verse in the Bible about compassion is Colossians 3:12. It says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, gentleness, and patience. Now, how do we get those traits? Compassion and kindness, gentleness, patience. I know I'm not a very patient person. And I don't think kindness always comes easily to people, because most people, I think a lot of times, are pretty self-absorbed. But the way that we get that compassion, the way that we get that mercy and gentleness and love and patience, is by spending time with God every day. Sitting at his feet like Mary did. You know, her sister Martha was so frustrated with her, saying, Jesus, tell my sister to come help me in the kitchen. Her sister was so focus on getting everything ready and getting everything perfect. And there's a time and place for that. Jesus was not condemning Martha when he said, Martha, you're so distracted and worried about so many things, but Mary has chosen the better part, the part that will not be taken from her. Jesus was not condemning Martha for working in the kitchen, because these verses in Proverbs 31 clearly show there's a place for hard work. The P31 woman was very industrious, a hard worker, and the Bible calls her virtuous. So God's not against working hard. He actually condemns laziness, but there's a balance. And so the way that we get these traits of compassion and love and gentleness is by spending time at Jesus' feet. This verse says that she's energetic. She's strong. And, you know, she was not weak. She was not weak or sick. We have to take care of ourselves. Because why? Because our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We can't do anything. We can't go anywhere. We cannot fulfill our purpose and use our gifts without our physical bodies. And this is what 1 Corinthians 6:19 says about that. Don't you realize that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself. So we have to take care of our bodies, number one, because we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We need to take care of God who is inside of us. We need to take care of ourselves physically, mentally, spiritually, because we have a purpose from God and He wants to use us. And if we're weak, if we're sick, we can't do that. If you're laying in bed sick and not feeling good, you're not able to do the things that God has called you to do. Recently, Ray and I got some kind of stomach bug, some kind of stomach virus. And I do not normally get sick, but I was sick for almost a week with this thing. My stomach was hurting so bad, I threw up. I did not feel good. I was weak. And I had to lay in bed, and I actually had some people criticize me saying, well, it's a matter of mind over matter. You know, whatever you think about, that's what's going to happen in your life. And you just need to get up and do the laundry and force yourself to get up. And I thought they didn't understand. I was very, very sick. There was no way I could get up and do the laundry. And normally I keep a very clean house. I do the chores. I do the dishes. I do the laundry. I clean the house. But I could not. I knew I needed to pay attention to my body and take care of it and rest, drink plenty of water. And I ate soup. At first I didn't eat anything at all because I threw up, and then I tried a little bit of dry toast, and then I ate soup, and then ironically the one thing that helped me start feeling better was grape popsicles because I couldn't eat any solid food. That actually got me up more. Ray said it was probably the sugar in it that gave me a little burst of energy, but that actually helped me to start feeling better. And I just kept drinking plenty of water, and I took care of myself. I knew it was time for my body to rest. It was my body's way of saying rest and take care of yourself. When we're sick, when we're run down and exhausted, that is our clue and our hint to rest. God talks about the Sabbath rest, and on the seventh day He rested, and we need to also take out one day during the week as our Sabbath to rest and take care of ourselves so that we will not get run down and worn out. But it's important to drink lots of water. Last year, I gave up Coke after drinking it my entire life. Yes, sometimes I really just want a Coke so bad because I was addicted to it, emotionally addicted to it. It's kind of a habit for me, my comfort food, if you will. But I got off of it, and I lost weight. And another important thing to do is to exercise, to rest, and to de-stress, to have fun in your life, to take care of your physical body. Because that way we will be energetic and strong and a hard worker like this P31 woman. That way we will be doing the things that God has called us to do. So this woman is just such an incredible woman. And it says that she makes sure her dealings are profitable. She's not wasting her time. She's making money to help her household. We as women need to find ways to bring money into our household, to bless our husbands, and to help pay the bills and to save for the future. But her lamp burns late into the night. Even in the night, she was doing her work. She was preparing for the next day. And I don't know if you are a morning person or a night owl, but you can make sure that your work every day is done. And it says her lamp had that oil. Her lamp was burning late into the night. And that speaks to me about that prayer time with God, that communing with God each and every day, meditating on His Word, because it's the Word of God that is going to renew our minds and change our lives. The Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. And having that time of worship with God, being still and quiet before Him, that is the only way you will be replenished and you will be refilled, is to spend that time every day with God. You know, sometimes even in the night, God will wake you up. I've been seeing a lot of posts on Facebook lately about my friends are not sleeping, and I haven't been sleeping a lot either lately. I've had insomnia. I feel like it's because There's a lot of spiritual warfare going on right now, a lot of spiritual unrest. And God is waking us up to defend our families, to defend ourselves from the enemy who comes to sow the tares at night among the wheat. We need to be watchful and we need to be discerning and alert against the enemy's onslaught with the blood of Jesus and the weapons of our warfare, which are mighty in God for pulling down every stronghold. We need to be prepared so there's no surprise attacks. A lot is going on in our nation right now with this election. So we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit and we need to be prayerful and watchful. And, you know, this woman was, her lamp was burning late into the night. And I think that was not only her work physically, but also spiritually. She was praying. She was interceding for her family. Finally, this woman, she is clothed with strength and dignity. She laughs without fear of the future. She is not worried, but in everything she gives thanks. She prays with thanksgiving. That prayer, that faith she has in God is her strength, is her dignity. And it says, when she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. And again, that wisdom and that kindness can only come from her time that she spends with God. So she watches carefully over everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. She knows what God has called and anointed her to do. So she doesn't waste her time doing things that God has not gifted her to do. She's not spinning her wheels. She's not doing things that are a waste of time. She's not goofing off. She's not in a job that doesn't even use her spiritual gifts and her skills. She's doing work that is, it's God working through her. Whatever she's doing, God is working through her. And finally, this is one of the most blessed things about this verse. This is the promise that we as women of God have. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. And I'm waiting for my family to tell me this. I'm waiting for my kids to rise up and bless me. I'm waiting for my husband to say, Beth, there's so many virtuous, great women in the world, but you're better than all of them. I'm still waiting for that one. But my family does bless me, and they do encourage me, and I'm so thankful for them. I love our kids. I love our grandkids. My children and my grandchildren, next to my salvation, are my most precious gifts from God. And I know that my husband Ray is a gift also. We have this promise too. Charm is deceptive and beauty does not last. And isn't that the truth? When you look in the mirror, you start seeing those wrinkles and gray hairs, and your body is not the 20-something-year-old body it used to be. You know, beauty does not last, but beauty of the heart does. It says, a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done, and let her deeds publicly declare her praise. God wants us to be Proverbs 31 women. He wants us to be women that our lamp is burning into the night. Remember the five wise virgins. They made sure, and this is talked about in the book of Revelation, they made sure that their lamps were burning with that oil, that midnight oil, so that when the bridegroom came, they were ready. And I'm going to look that verse up really quick. Matthew 25:1-13. Let's go there real quick. I'm going to add this real quick. It talks about the women, the 10 women. They took their lamps and went out to meet the man soon to be married. Five of them were wise. Five were foolish. The foolish women took their lamps but did not take oil with them. The wise women took oil in a jar with their lamps. They all went to sleep because the man to be married did not come back for a long time. At 12 o'clock in the night, at midnight, there was a loud call. See, the man soon to be married is coming. Go out to meet him. Then all the women got up and made their lamps brighter. The foolish women said to the wise women, give us some of your oil because our lamps are going out. That is a scary verse. But the women said, no, there will not be enough for us and you. Go to the store and buy oil for your sons. And see, we all have to do that. We can't depend on someone else's oil. We can't depend on someone else's faith. We need to have that oil for ourselves. We need to have that time with God for ourselves. It says, while they were gone to buy oil, the man, the bridegroom, soon to be married, came. Those who were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Later, the foolish women came and they said, "Sir, sir, open the door for us." But he said to them, "For sure, I tell you, I do not know you. So watch. You do not know what day or hour the Son of Man is coming." And I believe that is so appropriate for today's day. Jesus is coming back so soon. We need to be ready. We need to have that oil in our lamps. We need to have the oil of the Holy Spirit, the oil of God, the power of God burning in our hearts and in our lives. We need to make sure that our lamp burns late into the night. And I think this is just such a great verse to meditate on, to have that daily quiet time with God, that worship, reading and meditating, studying His Word, spending that time every day with God. Doesn't mean you have to spend hours every day with God. Spend a few minutes with God in the morning or on your lunch break or at night. As you're walking, maybe put some podcasts on that have scriptures or a good teaching on them, things like this, or just putting some worship on. But every day, spending that time with God, you know, you can go out in nature and God will reveal Himself to you through nature. God speaks to me a lot through nature. Red cardinals and butterflies and the beautiful sunshine like today and the fall leaves that are so gorgeous right now, red and orange and yellow. God reveals Himself through the heavens, through nature, and He will speak to you. And it's really hard for us to drown out all those distractions in life, the noise. The world is so noisy today, so many voices, so much confusion, so much bad news. But God wants us to pull away and get quiet and still before Him and hear His still small voice so that our lives, our heart, our lamps will have that oil burning, burning forever for Him. I pray this has been a blessing to you. If you would like to know more about me as a speaker, if you would like to book me as a speaker for your women's conference or event, contact me at bethjones.net. You can also find out about the books that I'm writing and that I have written at Amazon on my Amazon author page, amazon.com/author/Beth M. Jones. I'm now in the process of writing a new book, and I'm also getting my book on writing, How to Write Your Book Fast, Making Your Writing Dreams Come True, into print. My newest book is Metamorphosis, Transform from Fear to Faith. That will be going up soon at Amazon for your Kindle as an ebook. I'm in the process of also writing 3 more books. So to stay in touch with me if you want to know about my latest speaking events or books, just sign up at my website at bethjones.net at the top of the page on the right hand side with your name and your email address, and you'll get a free gift there. But be sure to also check out my books and my blogs there at bethjones.net. Thank you so much for joining me today. I pray this has been a blessing to you, and share about it with other people. God, I just pray that we would be women, that our lamps will be filled with oil. We would be filled with You, with Your power, with Your authority, with Your anointing. God, that we would keep our hearts and our lives burning, burning, burning on fire for You always, God. That we would look for Your soon coming, Jesus. We would wait and watch for You, and we would be women that are industrious, that work hard, that use the gifts and the skills and the abilities, even the practical things around us, like a laptop or headphones or, you know, writing, God, whatever it is that You've called us to do, we would use those practical tools, those spiritual gifts, those skills You've given us to glorify Your name and to help and encourage and minister to other people. God, let us be women that are like the ant, that are industrious, that are prepared for winter, for what's ahead. Let us, God, laugh at the days to come. Let us have our joy, the joy of the Lord, be our strength. Let us have a helping hand, help have a compassionate, merciful heart for the poor and the needy, and give to them to be generous, God. Let us be clothed with strength and dignity, God. And when we speak, let our words be wise. Let us give instruction with kindness, God. Let us carefully watch over everything in our household. God, let us be women who are beautiful, not only physically, but beautiful in our heart, God. Let us fear you, God, so that we would be a praise and a glory to your name. I ask all these things in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.